Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Day-to-Day Living with Dementia: A Mayo Clinic Guide for Offering Care and Support is a practical nonfiction caregiving guide by Angela M. Lunt, MAA, published by Mayo Clinic Press. Written for family members, care partners, and others supporting someone living with dementia. The book focuses on the daily realities that follow a diagnosis, rather than on medical theory alone. Its purpose is to help readers adjust to a new normal, understand the emotional and social impact of dementia, and respond more effectively to common challenges in everyday care. Drawing on Lund's long experience in dementia care at Mayo Clinic, the book combines research-informed guidance with accessible advice. It is positioned as a supportive resource for people who want concrete ways to communicate, cope, and care more sustainably while also preserving the dignity and well-being of the person living with dementia. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, accepting the diagnosis as the first step in caregiving. A central idea in the book is that the hardest part of dementia care often begins with accepting the diagnosis and redefining expectations. Rather than treating diagnosis as a purely medical endpoint, Lund frames it as the starting point for adaptation. This matters because many caregiving difficulties arise when families continue to measure daily life against what used to be possible. The book encourages readers to recognize that a new routine, a new communication style, and new forms of support are needed. That shift in perspective reduces frustration and helps caregivers make decisions based on present abilities instead of past assumptions. The emphasis is not on resignation but on realistic adjustment. By placing acceptance first, the book addresses the emotional and practical disorientation that often accompanies dementia and gives readers a foundation for the more specific caregiving strategies that follow. Secondly, understanding emotional reactions in both the care partner and the person with dementia, the book gives substantial attention to emotion, which is important because dementia care is often shaped as much by fear, grief, guilt, and confusion as by the symptoms themselves. Lunda helps readers work through difficult feelings rather than ignoring them, and this makes the guidance more usable in real family settings. It also encourages caregivers to consider what the person with dementia may be thinking or feeling, which can reduce conflict created by misinterpretation. That perspective is significant because many behaviors that seem resistant or uncooperative are better understood as responses to confusion, loss of control, or anxiety. By treating emotion as a core part of care, the book moves beyond task-based advice and toward relationship-based support. This approach helps readers respond more patiently, communicate more clearly, and avoid turning every difficulty into a moral failure or personal defeat. Thirdly, practical communication and coping strategies for everyday dementia challenges. One of the book's most useful contributions is its focus on everyday management rather than abstract caregiving ideals. It offers guidance for coping with common dementia-related challenges in practical situations, which is where many caregivers need help most. The value of this approach lies in its emphasis on small decisions: how to respond when confusion increases, how to reduce tension, and how to handle recurring problems without escalating stress. Instead of promising one universal method, the book provides flexible strategies that caregivers can adapt to changing circumstances. That is especially important in dementia, where abilities and needs can shift over time. The practical orientation also makes the book relevant to both beginners and experienced care partners, because even seasoned caregivers benefit from clearer routines and better ways to interpret difficult moments. The result is a guide that is more about usable response patterns than about theory alone. Fourthly, caregiver self-care as a necessary part of sustainable support. The book does not treat caregiver well-being as optional or secondary. It makes self-care part of the caregiving framework because long-term support is difficult to sustain when the caregiver is exhausted or emotionally overwhelmed. This is a meaningful distinction, since many caregiving resources focus almost exclusively on the needs of the person living with dementia. Lunda acknowledges that the care partner also needs practical and emotional support, which reflects the reality that caregiving is relational and cumulative. Self-care in this context is not presented as indulgence, but as a condition for continuing to provide steady help. The book's approach suggests that caregivers need rest, boundaries, outside resources, and a more realistic sense of what they can carry alone. By naming self-care directly, it helps readers see that protecting their own stability is not separate from good care. It is one of the ways good care becomes possible over time. Lastly, reducing stigma and preserving voice, inclusion, and quality of life. A distinctive feature of the book is its broader view of dementia as a social and relational experience, not only a clinical condition. Lunda's perspective includes reducing stigma, improving quality of life, and supporting the inclusion and voice of people living with dementia. That matters because stigma can isolate families, discourage open communication, and narrow the roles available to the person diagnosed. The book's emphasis on inclusion pushes caregivers to think beyond supervision and problem-solving toward participation and dignity. It also encourages a more humane model of care in which the person with dementia remains a participant in daily life as much as possible. This broader framework gives the book more depth than a simple how-to manual. It connects individual caregiving choices to larger attitudes about aging, disability, and respect. In doing so, it helps readers see that good dementia care is not only about managing decline, but also about preserving personhood in ordinary life. In conclusion, this book will be especially useful for family caregivers, spouses, adult children, and support people who want grounded, realistic guidance for living with dementia day by day. It is also a good fit for readers who feel overwhelmed by emotional strain and need a framework that addresses both practical caregiving tasks and the inner experience of caregiving. Its main benefit is that it combines Mayo Clinic credibility with an accessible, humane focus on adjustment, communication, self-care, and quality of life, compared with many dementia books that lean heavily toward medical explanation or crisis management. This one is more concerned with the lived reality of sustaining support over time. That makes it particularly helpful for readers who need advice that can be used in ordinary family routines, not only in clinical settings. The book stands out for treating acceptance, emotional understanding, and dignity as core caregiving issues rather than side concerns. For people looking for a compassionate but structured guide to dementia care, it offers a clear and practical point of reference. If you would like to support Angela M. Lund, M.A., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.